Punxsutawney Phil and Staten Island Chuck have had their say, and spring is coming early. At least that's what the famous groundhogs are predicting. But this weekend, organizers counting on wintry temps for their themed events just might get them. The second annual Arctic Wonderland takes place at Roxborough's Pocket Park on Saturday. There will be ice sculpting displays and live demonstrations along with Arctic mini golf. The event gets started at 1 p.m. In Kennett Square, Saturday's 2024 Winterfest brings people, food, and music together for an afternoon of great vibes. More than a dozen food trucks will be on site, and 60 breweries will be serving over 100 different beers.
Deep within my heart lies a melody, a song of old San Antonio, where in dreams I lived with a melody beneath the stars all alone.
America's Got Talent and American Idol contestant Dylan Zangwill provides the live music. The fest starts at 12:30. If you're in Philadelphia, the beers are close to home at the Philly Beer Fest. The German Society of Philadelphia puts on the event at their Spring Garden location. More than 50 German-style beers will be available on site. There are also educational demonstrations, live entertainment, and a panel focused on female brewers. Doors open at 2 p.m. It's time to upgrade your wardrobe because Philly Fashion Week is back and you'll need to put your best look forward. The week concludes on Sunday, but before then, there's tonight's Next Up Designer Showcase, Friday's Big Energy Concert at the Art Museum, and runway shows on Saturday and Sunday. The week is happening at multiple venues, but the main hub is Live Casino and Hotel. We'll have more details on our website, whyy.org/things-to-do. From lights and cameras to action, the Philadelphia Film Society hosts its annual Best Picture Weekend at their Center City location. This is the event for everyone who has tried and failed to watch all the movies nominated for Best Picture. Now you can, if you're willing to sit through 10 films in 3 days. It starts on Friday with Barbie kicking it off at 6 p.m. Arthur Schomburg was the visionary behind New York City's renowned Schomburg Center. The Afro-Latin historian, writer, and activist collected African artifacts and contributed to the Harlem Renaissance. At the annual two-day Schomburg Symposium, Taller Puerto Ricano brings together prominent Black and Latino scholars and mental health professionals to address healing from racial trauma. It gets started on Friday at 5 p.m. The Alvin Ailey American Dance Theater makes its annual sojourn to the Academy of Music. Aside from perennial favorite Revelations, the company will perform works including Century, based on the life of the choreographer's 100-year-old grandfather. Shows go from Friday through Sunday. The Ailey Dance Company is an enduring classic, as is the music of country singer Patsy Cline. Always, Patsy Cline pays homage to her life and work at the Delaware Theater Company in Wilmington.
Crazy, I'm crazy for feeling so lonely. I'm crazy, crazy for feeling so blue.
It goes through March 10th. Bob Marley is in the consciousness of a new generation thanks to the movie One Love that's already earned over $50 million at the box office.
Exodus. Movement of your people.
After playing in his Wailers band in the 70s, guitarist Junior Marvin curated his own group, calling them the Legendary Wailers. They're in concert at the Keswick Theater on Friday night. The show starts at 8 p.m. From The Lion of Judah to The Lion King. The entire score of the original 1994 movie will be played along with it at the Philadelphia Orchestra's screening of The Lion King. The animated movie is among Disney's most beloved offerings. Shows go from Friday through Sunday. It's time for Things to Do to roar our way out of here, but we'll be back next week with more options to make the days between Thursday and Sunday meaningful and memorable. I'm Tanya Pendleton, hoping that whatever you choose to do, you have a great weekend.